Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Dick Hurren from the Bridgerland Audubon Society in Cache Valley. Isn't it interesting how shopping centers and housing developments are named after things that used to be? Fair Meadows Court, Rustic Drive, White Pines Lane, River Woods, Apple Blossom Circle. There is one place, though, that is named for its current occupants, Robin Street. The American robin is one of the most adapted birds to human development. It is also one of the most recognized. Robin redbreast is found not only by the stream, but in backyards and city parks. We see them running across lawns, cocking their heads to see things close up, and picking out juicy worms. They also feast on cherries and other fruits. They can be seen and heard high in trees or on house peaks, identifying their territory. Think about how they were in the past, pulling worms from a meadow and eating native berries. They actually have it easier now. They interact near us most often during nesting season. Robins build nests in trees or on sheltered ledges and platforms on buildings. Both parents work to build the nest from sticks, thread, mud, and other available materials. The grass inner lining is soft against a woven mud-covered bowl. Nest building is completed about 10 days before eggs are laid. The eggs are laid one per day until a clutch of three or four fill the nest. The eggs define the pale blue-green color, robin egg blue. The female sits on the eggs for about 2 weeks until the young hatch, blind and featherless. The mother, but more often the father, feeds the young. In another 2 weeks, the young are fully feathered and trying their wings. While the male feeds the young, the female can be building another nest. Robins can produce two or three broods a year. The robin's size and shape are so well known that they are used as a standard to compare other birds. But it's a rough life being a robin. Only 40% of the nests built successfully rear a brood. Of young hatched, only 25% live through November. Although a robin may live up to 14 years, in any given year, only about half of the robins alive will live until the next year. Lawn chemicals and uncontrolled pets are part of the robin's equation of life and death. The population of robins turns over on average every 6 years. Robins roost in groups, except during the season when the females are sitting on the nest. Males always roost in groups. After breeding, the nestlings and females join the male flock. Flocks of robins don't frequent backyards as much in winter as they do in the nesting season. Some robins migrate, but some also live year-round in the same location. Robins remain in flocks until the spring nesting season, when they again divide up into pairs and return to parks, backyards, and Robin Street. For Wild About Utah, I'm Dick Hurren.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. ¶¶